bread?
Yeah, it's Linenkohl. Linenkohl.
Linenkohl.
L-I-N. Yeah, it's German. German last name.
Got
Efficiency.
it. Nice. Linenkohl. And free the founder.
Correct.
We are good. All right. Well, today my amazing guest is Brett Linenkohl, CEO of Free the Founder. And Brett's running an amazing organization. We got a chance to spend some time in September at Alex Chinsky's event, at Prospecting on Demand. Did some learning. Brett was there. A lot of people were talking about Brett, so we wanted to have him on our podcast because what Brett really does is, Brett helps visionary CEOs craft and implement custom systems, all built around their existing team and culture. They're really freeing up, and Brett and I were just talking on the sidelines that, a lot of us, when we're building out our businesses and, we're slowly growing these businesses, a lot of us are people like me who are visionaries, and we start drowning, right? And we don't have experience in building out systems, and we don't have, especially early on, we don't have that foresight to look for a chief operating officer or even hiring one, right? And I think that's where Brett really, really comes in and helps out people like me. They've done a lot of work with digital marketing agencies. That's why Brett's here. Hopefully, because our listeners, Brett, are a lot of digital marketing agency owners, and we'd love to help them out with, having people like you on the show. So give us a brief intro about Brett and Free the Founder.
Yeah, man. So first off, thanks again for having me. And yeah, just talking with you guys when we were cruising on that yacht out in Tampa at Alex's thing. Really good time, and it's amazing what you guys do. You could describe me, I guess, if you're like it made its way through kind of the digital marketing circles, Rocket Fuel and EOS and Traction, Book Traction. So I am an integrator through and through. I'm that guy that sits right underneath the CEO visionary. And the visionary spouts out 10 things. Oh, we could do this. It would be nice to do this while you're out on those the cruises and where you're at. And I listen to it and I think through it, right? And where you're thinking from the top down, you're thinking space and how cool it would be in the billion-dollar things. I'm taking that and my mind processes it from the bottom up. And I say, how do we make a step so freaking compact and tight that I can build the next step and the next step? And then how can I outsource that with the right skill sets to make that stuff happen as fast as possible while vetting your bad ideas, while vetting the stuff that's like, that doesn't fit. That's not secure. If you want, I know people like you, visionaries like you, and you're probably your listeners, you guys can imagine the house. If I said, imagine the coolest, awesomest house you want to live in, what's it have? Well, this glass and right, this sky's whatever, right? You can visualize the building and what it needs to look like. But you don't take the time or the detail. It doesn't excite you to build the blueprint so that I can take that blueprint to any contractors and say, you do this part and sub out this part. And so that's really where we specialize is making those maps, making it so tight that there are no errors and you don't waste time, energy, money. So we do that on both sides, right? Ideas, new ideas, and more importantly, getting founders out of the day-to-day by retroactively building that stuff. You have a business. Well, let's make a map for it. And now we can add to it. Now we can get you out. So yeah, that's what
That's
I'd
awesome, man.
add.
And I can tell you that, so many of us, me, myself, if you don't have that implementer, that's, I think, where you're coming in, filling in those shoes, it becomes really hard to be building a long-lasting business. And I've done that with my digital marketing agency, which runs in Calgary, Canada. Been running for the last 14 years. I've been the sole operator, and I've been working with contractors, but I was never really able to kind of get the traction or growth that it deserved, just because, I have this cool idea, and I'm gonna start chasing it, and then I don't have a team, a person like you who can come in and put together those amazing systems and processes in place. And so, on when we built out RepStack, I was lucky enough to have as my co-founder my brother Athar, who's who recently about a year ago retired from as a vice president from JP Morgan and Chase. But he really had the operational skill set to kind of listen to me and start building out systems and hire a director of operations, have a tech ops team available for all our associates and things like that. But most of us are, I know, like, I know that I've lived it. We are not that lucky. So having a person like you come in, it's such a blessing. But before we get into the nitty gritty of what Free the Founder does, Brett, walk me through a little bit about your journey, man. Like, I want to hear who Brett is. And I know you and I had a great conversation on the top of that yacht in last September. And, it was very invigorating. And I left that that meeting thinking about that, hey, when am I going to talk to Brett again? And here we are. So I want to kind of bring, who your personality. You have a very passionate personality. Obviously, you're an amazing integrator, but you also have a passion for life and for what you do. So I kind of want to talk, see if we can kind of peel the layers about who you are, where you started out, and how did you come across founding FreeTheFounder.co?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's definitely a loaded question. You can go many ways. Passion. Look, I'm a believer in first and foremost, like, hard work trumps all, right? And it's that person that can do that extra 1% a day that over the course of a year or 2 years that actually gets ahead, right? And so my personality is just always lent well like that. I don't know. Let's open up the put me on the psych chair and let's pick apart, right? So I guess a little bit about me. Always been entrepreneurial, always doing things, but in a little bit different way, right? A little bit different way than the typical of my friends that would do entrepreneur stuff. As an example, so I started a company in my 20s. I was a high level baseball player. I guess stepping back, I was always an athlete. Did you play sports?
Yeah, quite a bit. Well, on our side of the world, it was mostly cricket. Some soccer, nice. But you can analogy is close to baseball, I guess. British system, right?
I've messed with cricket. I had some kids on a school. Nice. Yeah. So, but baseball, nice. Yes, the American way. I was baseball. I was football. I was basketball. And every team I ever played on, I was voted the most inspirational player on the team. So anytime
nice.
They were, yeah, and I just had that ability. I've always had that ability to get a team into one goal and make them run through a wall. And I think that's one element of my personality that comes out as passion, right? I can just spark that in people. And by having that blueprint, right, out of the head of a founder and getting a team on the same page to run through a wall for him, that's really part of, I think, what is part of the DNA that makes up to Free the Founder, achieving goals quickly. I started a business in my 20s. Again, I was a baseball player, high-level baseball player. After I played my career, I started a business. One mom brought me her kid. I got the kid better. Next day, she brought me three others. The next day, each of those three bought me three others. And pretty soon, I had this huge customer base. So I started camps. I started renting out places and doing these
nice.
Big camps. Yep. And that went well. The problem is it was such limited growth in person, right? So there was a ceiling. And as I ran it, basically what happened is I thought I was good at baseball at the time. I thought I was good at doing coaching clinics, and coaching kids. What I was really good at was systemizing. I had that business to me running. I was doing 1 hour per week, right? So for years, 1 hour per week, I meet with my team. I would get objectives. We'd have KPIs. We'd have our meetings. And then I would just send them to do the stuff, right? And
yeah.
Everything I did once was the last time I ever did it. But I didn't know that other entrepreneurs didn't do that, right? I didn't realize they were always forward and wanting to do new things.
Yeah, we're crazy. You're that one-off people, man, that who has that implementer mindset. Most of us are that, this is a great idea. Let me try it out. And then next week, we're going to have a different idea. And we're completely off track on that marketing campaign that we launched last week, right? that's how we most of us are. But you're totally different breed there.
But it's funny, it's two sides of the same coin, right? Because You do it because you get bored and you have that. So you go to the new shiny object. I do it because I know I'll get bored and I never want to touch something I've done ever again. So it's like the laziness in me wants to just systemize it so it runs. There's some flip of the coin. And I think that's what made me realize. So once I got out of that business, COVID actually blew it up, right? And it was a good thing because, yeah, parents sending kids to camp at that time, it wasn't going to happen. And it just kind of, you know, tanked the revenue. So I just let everyone go. And I said, look, I'm just going to move on. We moved to Charlotte. That was in Baltimore. That's where I did my master's in actually child psych and counseling. I did it at Hopkins. That's where I did my master's. Yeah. And I kind of was like, okay, that's another notch in the DNA of what I created. So at the end of the day, I hopped on with a buddy of mine. He was running a digital marketing agency. He still runs it. In fact, I'm a partner in it now. And he didn't have systems. You know, the people were not in the right spot. And he was just complaining that every day he'd hop on, he'd plug one hole and another hole would explode. So he'd have to go fix that and something else would explode. So I said, all right, let me give it a try. Joined him as COO in 6 months. We doubled the business just by putting in systems. And his genius, like so many visionaries, if you have the freedom to go on a beach and hang out and chill and let everything percolate and forget about the day to day, you are the catalyst for growth. You will figure out a way to double your business. And that's exactly what happened. He didn't have to think at all about what he had done before. And we just got to experiment. And he would whisper into the screen to me, okay, here's what I want to put in. Well, is it this or that or this? Oh, that, right? Details he didn't think of. Boom, we started making campaigns and putting stuff. And yeah, just naturally, it just started exploding. And I was like, dang, that's something. I can come in, I can free founders, I can get them out. And that's really where it started. So to apply me, getting teams to go, making blueprints so that everyone knows what they're following, finding people to put in place. And then finally the counseling aspect of that leadership. So making me one of the,
I think your personality type, the way I think some people are just born with it, because I can tell that you're born with that type of personality where you want to be able to build out those systems. And then everything you did, you know, working with kids and then having a master's in child psychology, you know, you got all the basics there. And then coming across this particular business and working with digital marketing agencies, man. And I can tell you, digital marketing agencies, I've been running one for the last 14 years in Calgary. And this is who we work with. This is our bread and butter. And, you know, it's they're a complete different breed, because a lot of them are, they may have, so some of them have jobs that they wanted to get out and they're just trying to buy their times back. Some of them have been like coders. A lot of them are visionaries like me who have this idea that, you know, I'm going to give small businesses a track to grow, but what they don't realize, and they have amazing service offerings and things like that, but what they don't realize that their own systems and processes, like just, you know, when we do a discovery call with a digital marketing agency, Brett, a lot of times we find out that, you know, they don't even have, even though they're selling to digital marketing agent to other businesses and saying we're going to do great jobs on your marketing, but they're not even eating their own dog food just because they don't have those processes set up for themselves. You know, that's just the basics. They don't have a marketing department set up. They don't have a proper sales department set up. They don't have, you know, when you're building out a digital marketing agency, retention is a huge deal, especially when you're on a recurring revenue basis. You want to retain those clients, and people don't have those systems in place where people can retain those clients for them for long. And usually what I've seen is that the agency owner is usually the bottleneck. What's your insight? Like just the top level insight, you know, when you start out working with the digital marketing agencies, what are the first few things you look at or talk to them about? How do you diagnose their problems?
Yeah, there is a big trap for digital marketing agency owners. The big trap there is it's so easy to get locked in and doing work in the business for your customers, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, if I can just do more, or a fire comes up and I got to solve it now. So you're stuck in that fulfillment box. And what that leads to, I don't know what you would term it exactly, but it's exactly as you said, like working on the business is creating the systems that create recurring leads for you or create, right? And micro optimizing it so it's aligned all the way through in the customer journey. I just feel like those visionaries, you just lose the bandwidth to even want to do it because you're so focused on what's comfortable and what's easy, right? Yeah. You know, when you're, having someone that pulls you out, and then when you have labor, like you guys do so well, when you have some labor that you can use to target and multiply your time, like the concept that I always use is it's like a gear ratio. Are you familiar with like gear ratios, or have you ever gotten into the engineering side of?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like to simplify it for listeners. And this is something, you know, that if you, it's something that shifts the mind, I think, of many founders. Think of a bike, right? So you have a bike and you shift gears and you go to a higher gear ratio. It gets easier to pedal. And you go lower, you get more torque, right? So anything that has gears, you put a little effort on one side and then you line up the gears to the end to bigger gears. And the black and white or like the double side of that is it's speed to torque, right? So one side, so I don't think I'm doing justice of explaining this well, but essentially the goal is if you're here and you're spinning fast, if you can add gears in between, right? People in between and make sure they're efficient. So make sure they're bigger gears. Mm. You can get torque so that you can just move this a little bit. Mm. And the people at the bottom can go really fast, right? You say one thing, it takes you 1 second to say, change this. And then line it up your system. So all these things happen and move fast. Just like going.
That's where you come in kind of setting up those gears and systems and processes in place. So if I was a digital marketing agency owner and, you know, I'm kind of struggling and I'm around, you know, say $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in a monthly recurring revenue, and I know something needs to change and, you know, you come in, what are the first few things that you'd be looking at with me to kind of help implement and kind of free my time and help me step back from the business?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and probably why I went that direction when you asked this, it starts custom level always. Right. But let's work through this here, Azar. And I know you're probably one that just transparency and opens. This is exactly what I'd ask you. And I would ask anyone at home, what are you feeling right now? Right. Like, where is the smoke? We're not going to be probably nailing the fire because it's probably a blind spot for you or you to fix it. But what things make you like, this could be better. What opportunities are you missing? Or what things make you angry? It could be person, it could be process.
I think like, let's just give the analogy of my agency in Calgary. And, you know, that's where I always struggled was that, you know, I didn't have a constant flow of new leads coming in. It felt like, you know, every single month I had to just rush after closing new deals so that I can just pay the bills and, you know, just flapping my wings, just stay above so that I can breathe a little bit. Right. And that was the biggest issue for me that, you know, I did not have consistent growth every single month. And I think that was the biggest thing. Had I solved that, you know, I think everything would have fallen in place. So that would be like, if you want to diagnose that agency for me, that would be the problem that I'd bring up to you.
Yeah. And that's a huge one for most, right? If you can get the money going, then everything else can fall in line. So here's how we solve that problem. Answer me this, and this would be the line of questioning for anyone. Do you have a high level map of everything that you're doing and have done? Like a helicopter view of just your marketing. Do you have something like that that we could then zoom in and zoom out and start breaking down at a micro level?
That's a very good question. I can tell you some of the things that have worked for me, like in the past. Like, you know, I've worked with a lot of clients in my previous agency where, you know, 500-600 clients, and you know, anytime I needed new business, I just do a thing called database reactivation. That's a cool term for it. I'd call like 5 to 10 people out of that list. And some of those people would just come back to me. But in terms of like proper marketing, Come to think of it, like, we did some SEO and stuff like that. That worked for a little bit. Paid ads never worked for us. And we've tried a lot of different things, but, it just never really, like, we never got that home run that we should have. There was a few things here in between. A lot of people who knew me kept coming back to me and things like that. But that's, if I had to tell you something, that's what I would tell you, that, like, marketing is hit and miss at best.
It is. And here's the thing that is probably missing in a way is if there is no map, and I'm gonna see if I can pull something up real quick just to show you and your listeners, anyone watching. Let me see if I can even do it. This is actually a software I haven't used, but let me try. Look, what's missing there is if you don't have a map to look at, right? You're just going to be talking about this kind of work, this didn't. Imagine if I'm looking at you and I'm saying, well, what did work about it? And why did that work? What was the data? Pull that up for me. And you're begrudgingly, of course, because you wouldn't do this on your own or even with your own internal team, you would just talk, but you'd say, okay, and you'd show me, and I'd look at it and I'd check it out. Well, at the end of that, what we do, this is our step one of our three-step process to free anybody, right? Is we would have a map and we'd have something that everything you said verified would have data, would be locked, right? And we'd actually have something to study. And then we'd be able to start looking deeper. And I'm going to show you, yeah, some examples. Just give me a minute. We may even have to. Is this
You
making
should.
sense to you though? Because as I pull up my Lucid, buy some time.
For sure. For sure it is, man. Had I, I'm like between when I was working in my agency, I've tried to work on some plans here and there, but nothing solid, right? Nothing that can, I can have somebody like you work with me that, hey, these are the things that we want to work on. This is the map of the next 3 months or the next year. And let's go in and start executing. And then data starts coming in into all of those fields. And then we can make more educated decisions, right? That's kind of the gist of what we're trying to do here.
Well, it is. And what I'm about to show you is something I usually don't show public. So this is kind of a secret thing here, I suppose. And
Nice.
yeah, this is what we call our operations heat map, right? So on a call with you in that first call, let's say, let me see, how do I present? Share screen. There we go. And let's do it. With this one. Yeah, let's do this one. Let me know if you're able to see it. And it's looking really funky right now for some reason.
Yeah, I can see it.
Cool. Yeah, so let's let this load. So here's an example, right? This is our operational heat map audit. It's something that I created after working with several different marketing agencies, right? And most people, I've noticed visionaries, they don't have a cut and dry, like boxed up, like every thought, every idea, everything that exists or doesn't exist in your business. They don't have any way to put boundaries around it and define it, and then therefore know how it's performing as its own individual matrix or its own individual function. And therefore, if you don't know the issue, if you don't know how it stands, how are you going to solve it? You're just throwing stuff against a wall, right? So, in the examples for this one, for example, you said, well, our marketing isn't great. How this is laid out, and this is all in my book that, of course, anyone can download on our site, or if it's not up yet, it will be. We just finished it.
What's the name of the book?
It's actually called Free the Founder.
Nice.
Yep, that's it. So it's just all about how to make your business a factory that operates and prints money by itself. And it just shows everything we've learned in building all of this. But every business, marketing, sales, fulfillment, and administrative tasks, right? Administrative, operational, financial. And so how this basically works is we're able to have you talk just as you did. What are all the things you're running? What worked? What didn't? How are they doing subjectively? And we put a rating system to it, right? The whole goal is to make it so every part of your business, based on the flow of your customer, is green. Anything that's red, well, that means we need to zoom in. And by zooming in, that's where we really get to do what we're good at, the surgery. So, for example, imagine everything you just spit out to me and all the flows of what worked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, imagine if we hopped on in a week, if we hopped on in 1 week and all of a sudden you got to see it in a way you've never seen it before, right? Or your fulfillment. This is how we really, really get results. Let's see if this one, this is one, this was actually a 6-month fulfillment process, wasn't a digital marketing agency, right? But every phase down to the minute and down to who's doing what at what time.
That was going to be my next question. Like, how important are people in this whole strategy that you put together?
Yeah, critically important. So essentially, let's see, I'm gonna come back to you. Yeah, so okay, our process again, just giving you all the secrets out of the box here for the fun of it, because really there is no secrets, it's just different ideas organized better. Yeah, so 3 steps. We have the audit, right? That's where we know where everything's at, so we know how we're gonna improve. But the 3 steps go like this. One, it's extract the process. So those little boxes I showed you, if there's something red, we zoom in, we do surgery to the heart, and we make those maps to say this is exactly step by step how that box gets the result. If you imagine a cake needs to be made, well, we would process in that map who's touching what parts to make that cake perfect every single time. That's extract. Step two of our process is then what we call tracking. So it's building your PMS system that reflects that map and training your team to ensure that they check the box, like a checklist system, every single time it happens. And then what's happening is what's missing is the 3rd step. And that's what you asked about. How important are people in the process? Critical, because you need someone to own that meta process, right? So if your team has to produce your marketing results and they're checking to show that they're doing this stuff and being held accountable, well, you need to place a project manager. And sometimes you see, wow, I'm the founder and I'm the one doing the client calls, or I'm the one doing the back behind the scenes. So we identify swim lanes in that extraction process. Maybe you need to place a person like you guys would. So that's where the people fit in. And look, culture is the company, right? So people is the culture. You have to have good people. They have to be able to take stuff and run with it and follow procedures. But yeah, so critical people. And again, it's why you guys do such good work. But yeah, so
Thanks.
long and short, I'm the guy that comes in and makes it, whereas you guys are the ones that come in and fill it in with the people.
Yeah, so I think so like, you come in, you work with a guy like me, because a guy like me is really clear in my head, but it's really hard to spit it out on paper for me, right? So you come in, you help me identify that, you and then you guys have this process where we with your heat map, we identify where you really want to work on, what are those processes looking like, have those swim lanes identified. If I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff, then you're going to be like, slap me around a couple of times, Azar, like, what the hell are you doing here, man? You can't be doing all of this stuff. Let's place a person over here. So, so I think very good, man. Like, had I had something like this working with a guy like you in my agencies, like my agency, I'm really honest about it. It was a great day job for me. I basically created a day job for myself. My revenues at best were at 300,000 for the year. I was still making for myself over 100 grand a year, but it wasn't where I wanted to be. So, if I was able to have a system like a CEO or fractional CEO like you come in and help me have this mindset where, I could easily looking at this map that you build out and step back from, say, just the fulfillment side, or step back from the marketing side and having a director of marketing come in and just take care of that on a day-to-day basis for me, would have been a very different story. And that's what we see as well. And obviously the people part is extremely important, because you're going to identify these things and you're going to need human beings to execute that strategy. So very well put together, Brett. Is there anything else before we end this? One or two pointers to agency owners who want to just take their agency to the next level. What's that one or two things they should be really doing in order to, like you said, that you help your buddy, that agency that you're a part of, double up in 6 months? Like, what's that from point A to point B, I'm at $20,000. I want to go over $50,000 a month in my monthly recurring revenue. What's that one or two things that I should be focused on right now?
No, I mean, it, to me, it's okay. So if I'm a carpenter that hammers wood, right? My thing's always going to be the hammer. And I think our hammers are very much alike. And really, what it is to me is you as a founder, you know a lot more than anyone else. You are the key to growth. And the blind spot is you're probably wasting time. You're probably wasting time doing stuff that's not high leverage work. Every hour you apply yourself should be $500 to $1,000 hour work, right? That it could produce that per hour. Everything else you need to get off of your plate, and you need to be on the beach, reading, relaxing, and getting those little times where it's like you rest all day, and then boom, that one spark hits, and you're like, ooh, that's it, right? That's what you need to do, and that will bring you above. And I can tell you, there is nothing that's not outsourceable. Whether it's plugging someone in right away, like you guys do, or having someone like me with a three-step system that guarantees can get off, get you out of anything. Anything you figured out, it can be locked, created into a factory.
I think just sorry to cut you off there, Brett, but I think having a person like you come in is critical because in my agency days, another mistake I used to make was, hey, I want to grow sales. What I do is that I just go and hire an appointment setter without having the systems in place. That person, even though I would be saying, and it never worked out. Like I tried it like three or four times in the history of that business. It never once worked out because I never had the marketing systems in place. I never had a CRM system in place. I never had a person like you who would be able to help identify what needs to happen before I start bringing in and plugging in people. So I think that's the step most of us miss out. We just come in, we have this bright idea that I gotta go grow sales, so let me hire a salesperson. But before we do that, we gotta work with Brett at freethefounder.co so that you can come in and you can kind of take my ideas, put them on paper, help me step back from the day-to-day, and then strategically start placing those people. And I think that's when and that's where we work with so many digital marketing agencies right now, Brett. The best agencies where our people go and succeed are agencies where they have these systems in place, where they have an implementer like you who's already come in and done these things. And now we can just plug in our appointment setter inside that organization somewhere over here, not right at the top. And that's the only thing that's like a Hail Mary that you're doing. I need 20 new accounts this month. And you, the poor appointment setter, he's not going to survive there, but he's definitely going to survive here where, the implementer has done the work, the visionary has done their work, they've stepped back, and now this person can come in and they can start setting up appointments really easily. So I think that makes a lot of sense, man.
It is. It's the difference between someone who thinks they can win a war by just hiring so just hey, you go fight for me, versus someone who really wants to win a war and says, someone tell me where's the supply line? Someone tell me who's running each individual part of the battle and cohesively put it in a strategy, or at least have a general that does it for him. That's it. And
Having those generals and your entire workforce. I think my brother's been using this analogy quite a bit. I'd love to share it with you. Is that if the king has to take out his sword, the battle is already lost, right? So like if we're if I'm the agency owner and the only bright idea I have is that I'm gonna hire this appointment setter and he's gonna fix all my sales problems, then you, my friend, are definitely wrong. The battle's already lost at that point. So we want to be able to have those systems. Let's put it on a map and then strategically step back from the day-to-day so that these people can come in and start crushing it for you on a daily basis. And I think Brett's going to be that perfect person for you. What's the revenue like? Where do you guys fit in, Brett? Like, what type of agencies are you working with? $1 million plus agencies? Are you guys working with agencies who are at 10, 20, 30, $50,000 a month in revenue? what's your sweet spot?
Yeah, we it depends on the person, I would say, more than the revenue, but we've worked with all scales, like 600,000 up to 3 million, you know, we've done. But yeah, really anyone that just realizes that how important their time is. And our offer right now, of course, I mean, we're very confident in our system. We can get anyone out of the day-to-day in about 90 days, sometimes much
Nice.
faster. Yep. So if you're somebody hurting, you're working long weeks, you're stressed, no problem. Don't even, you know, we will, along with you guys and the great work you do, right? Working to place people in and make sure they know what they're doing from day one.
Awesome. We're going to throw up your website over here as well. It's going to be linked in our podcast as well. It was amazing having you over on our show, Brett. I'm looking forward to catching up with you sometime real soon over this, probably not this year, but in the next year, and having some amazing conversations. And I know of quite a few of our clients who would be happy to talk to you, and a lot of our listeners who are stuck. And I think you're that perfect person who can get them in that unstuck situation. So, I think this is a really an eye opener. A lot of us don't think about these things, but it's imperative. Like we know, like I wouldn't have been able to build out RepStack had I not had my implementer right next to me from day one. So, it's extremely important before you do any major things, talk to Brett at freethefounder.co and, just pick his brains. Even if you don't decide to work with him, I'm sure, Brett, you have a discovery process where at least you can guide him in the right direction, right?
100%. And especially if you come on, make sure you just mention that you heard our conversation here. That way I know you're in the tribe and the family. And yeah, definitely looking forward to talking to anyone who wants help getting their time free so they can do what they do well.
Awesome, Brett. So always a pleasure talking to you, man. And
Always.
looking forward to seeing you real soon, buddy.
Yeah, well, and I'll have to get over there to Greece where you're hanging.
Come
Yeah, let's
on over, man. I have a guest bedroom. It's all yours.
Hey, yeah, don't tempt me.
All
We're good.
right, Brett. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, Azar. See ya.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.